So, warm hello. And welcome. And this idea of welcoming applies to our meditation practice as well. In that when we sit and meditate, we're also welcoming meditation. We're welcoming something to arise or to settle or unfold or to let go. We're welcoming the process. And what this implies, the idea of welcoming, is the idea that we are responsible to open the door. We're responsible for welcoming. And then if what is standing in front of the door, what's standing there, what wants to come in, what wants to arise and occur, is wholesome and beneficial, then we welcome it, we allow it to arise. If it's not wholesome, if it's not beneficial, then we, you know, say no thank you. No need to get involved, no need to pick it up, no need to make room for it. But to allow something to happen. And so the meditation has this wonderful dynamic between what we offer in terms of ourselves and what we do and what we welcome, what we allow to arise, to occur, to unfold. And how much, what the balance is between these two is variable. But that's part of the art of meditation, is finding the right balance. Sometimes clearly we have to engage purposefully, intentionally, and apply ourselves maybe to the breathing or apply ourselves to letting go of thoughts or something. Because to not do so maybe means to just continue drifting off in thought or drifting off into ways of thinking and being which are not useful. But if we're only the one who does and is applying ourselves and think we're responsible, it's up to us to make more effort, then there's no space and room for the welcome, for to allow something to appear, to arise, to come. And so this play of welcoming and allowing, the welcome is what we do. We prepare ourselves so that we're there to receive or to allow. And so this can play itself out with our breathing. In a sense, one half of the breathing cycle can be clearing the deck or opening up or opening the door. So the other half of the cycle of breathing can be allowing that cycle part to just unfold. Maybe it's different for different people, which they prefer. I prefer that the allowing, the clearing the decks, the emptying out, is with, that's what I kind of do on the exhale, the releasing. And then the inhale, there's the allowing the inhale to happen. There's allowing for meditation to unfold. It's allowing, it's getting out of the way and then seeing what wants to come. And this kind of the cycle of letting go and allowing, letting go and receiving. Welcome, letting go, and then welcoming. It could be the other way. Some people might prefer the other way, to welcome what happens as we let go and to clear things away, open up, open the doors as we inhale. And this can be done gently, mildly, just a very light touch, riding on the inhale and exhale. And in the way I was talking about it, to let go of thoughts, let go, release, relax on the exhale. And to welcome on the inhale. And then as meditation deepens, it gets stiller and quieter and more settled, then each of these movements of opening and then welcoming becomes softer and stiller and quieter until neither is happening. We're just there with experience. Maybe a little bit closer to welcoming, but even welcoming at some point is no longer needed. So, assuming a meditation posture, and in taking a good meditation posture, you can also think of it as a posture in which you're ready to welcome. And you don't want to welcome a guest by slouching or receding or making yourself small. You have more of a welcome if you are a little bit upright or big or fully present. So a posture of fullness, full presence, but a posture that's there to welcome our experience. And gently closing the eyes. And welcome a deep inhale. And release a long exhale. Like you're welcoming the air to come into your lungs. You're welcoming the whole body to expand. Then you're releasing it all, setting it free, so you're ready to welcome again. And then letting go, and then letting your breath return to normal. And to relax different parts of your body, holdings in your muscles. Perhaps so that your whole body becomes more receptive and ready to welcome, to allow. In some ways, tension in the muscles is a kind of resistance, holding back or closing down. And the simple ways in which we can relax, beginning a meditation, are ways to make ourselves more receptive, more sensitive. To settle into the body's experience of breathing. Perhaps a gentle, with a light touch, gentle letting go, releasing as you exhale. Maybe so ever so slightly, there's a fuller release at the end of the exhale. And then welcoming the inhale. A wide welcome that is not just the welcoming the inhale, but is opening ourselves to allow it all to be here without involvement, without getting caught in. Where there's space for all things. you get involved in thinking, there's very little receptivity there to our inner direct experience. The welcome is gone. When you notice you've drifted off in thought, return to the welcome, the receptivity of your experience here in your body. A quiet receptivity. A silent welcome. Welcoming as you inhale. Letting go as you exhale. as we come to the end of this sitting, to step forward into the world with clarity, with presence, with a certainty of really being here. And then with that clarity and certainty, being welcoming for others, allowing people to be how they are, and to listen and notice and see and respect people for how they are. As long as they're not hurting us, can we give them the gift of being respected? Meaning to see them again, to take a second look and really be present, so that we welcome others into an empty space of goodness, of heartfeltness, of openness, where they can be more fully themselves and be known for who they are. And just as we know ourselves, the Dharma begins to move through us. We begin to grow and mature and unfold. So when we help other people to be known, they give the experience to others that they are really known. Something is welcome, something shifts, something relaxes, something can open in others. May it be that what we learn in meditation practice can be useful as we meet others and relate to other people, and even when we read about them in the news. May that which is a profound knowing and receptivity and openness be how we meet others in our dedication to live a life that supports the welfare and happiness of all beings. May we contribute to the happiness, the safety, the peace, and the freedom of others. May all beings be happy.